Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Perfect Host. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. The Invitation. The envelope was thick, expensive, and embossed with intricate gold detailing that glimmered under the morning sunlight. 8 such envelopes, each bearing the name of its recipient in flawless calligraphy, had been delivered across the country. They carried an air of exclusivity, their mere presence stirring curiosity and excitement in their recipients. Inside was a single card, elegant in its simplicity. "Congratulations. You are cordially invited to the exclusive Serenity Heights retreat. Prepare to indulge in a weekend of luxury, relaxation, and rejuvenation, all expenses paid. Arrival details will follow shortly. Please RSVP within 48 hours. To anyone else, the invitation would have seemed too good to be true. But for the 8 strangers who received it, the timing was impeccable, almost eerily so. Sarah Delaney. Sarah sat in her cramped studio apartment, the gilded envelope trembling in her hands. For the past year, her life had been a string of failures, a job lost, friendship strained, and her self-esteem shattered. The invitation felt like salvation. "A retreat," she whispered, her voice tinged with desperation. "Maybe this is the break I need." But a shadow of doubt lingered. Who was Eleanor Blackwood, and why her? Still, the allure of an escape from her suffocating life outweighed the questions. "Dr. Adrian Pierce." Adrian twirled the card between his fingers as he leaned back in his leather chair, the sprawling view of the city skyline behind him. A man of prestige and power, Adrian was unaccustomed to invitations from strangers. But the mention of Serenity Heights piqued his interest. He had heard whispers of the retreat among his wealthy peers, a place so exclusive that even money couldn't buy access. "Curious," he muttered, his mind already racing. He had nothing to lose, and the promise of exclusivity was too tantalizing to resist. Ava Sinclair. In a bustling coffee shop, Ava's lips curled into a skeptical smile as she read the invitation. "A free retreat." "Yeah, right." A freelance journalist by trade, Ava had built her career on uncovering scams and frauds. Yet something about the card, its craftsmanship, its subtlety, spoke of authenticity. Or at the very least, it intrigued her. "Guess I'll RSVP," she mused, her investigative instincts tingling. "If it's a scam, I'll expose it. And if it's real, well, who am I to turn down luxury?" Eleanor's smile. Across the country, the invitation set lives into motion, weaving threads of anticipation, skepticism, and hope. Meanwhile, in an expansive, tastefully decorated study, Eleanor Blackwood watched the RSVP confirmations roll in on her laptop screen. Her fingers traced the edges of her teacup, the corners of her lips lifting in a smile that never reached her eyes. "They're coming," she whispered to herself, her voice a mixture of satisfaction and something darker. "All of them." Her gaze drifted to a framed photograph on the desk. The edges were worn, the colors faded, but the pain it evoked was vivid. 8 faces, laughing and carefree, captured in a moment of shared camaraderie. Eleanor's fingers tightened around the teacup, the porcelain threatening to crack under her grip. "Let's see if they still laugh when the games begin." The journey begins. The guests arrived one by one, their journeys taking them from bustling cities and sleepy towns to the remote grandeur of Serenity Heights. Hidden deep within the mountains, the retreat was accessible only by a winding, treacherous road that seemed designed to isolate as much as it enchanted. Sarah was the first to arrive, her taxi pulling up to a sprawling estate that seemed to emerge from the forest itself. The main building was a masterpiece of modern architecture, all glass and steel, reflecting the verdant beauty of its surroundings. The air was crisp, the silence broken only by the distant hum of waterfalls. "Wow," Sarah breathed, her worries momentarily eclipsed by the sheer beauty of the place. A uniformed attendant greeted her, taking her bags and guiding her inside. The others followed shortly after. Adrian with his calculated charm, Ava with her inquisitive gaze, and the rest, each bringing their own energy, their own secrets. They exchanged polite introductions in the grand foyer, their initial unease masked by forced smiles and tentative handshakes. Then Eleanor appeared. She descended the grand staircase with a poise of royalty, her presence commanding the room. Dressed in an elegant black dress, she exuded both warmth and authority. Her sharp green eyes scanned the group, lingering just a moment too long on each face, as if committing them to memory. "Welcome to Serenity Heights," she said, her voice smooth and inviting. "I am Eleanor Blackwood, your host. It's an honor to have each of you here." The guests murmured their thanks, but unease rippled beneath the surface. Something about her smile, perfectly measured, utterly enigmatic, sent a chill through the room. A toast to new beginnings. That evening, Eleanor hosted a lavish dinner in the estate's dining hall. The table was adorned with fine china, crystal glasses, and a feast that rivaled any Michelin-starred restaurant. Eleanor moved among the guests with ease, engaging them in conversation, making each feel uniquely valued. "To new beginnings," she said, raising her glass in a toast. The guests echoed her sentiment, their glasses clinking in harmony. For a brief moment, the atmosphere lightened, laughter filling the air. But as the night wore on, subtle cracks began to appear. Offhand comments, probing questions, a lingering sense that the gathering was not as serendipitous as it seemed. Eleanor's smile never wavered, but her eyes betrayed her. Calculating, predatory, waiting. As the guests retired to their rooms, their minds filled with dreams of luxury and escape, Eleanor remained in the dining hall, sipping her wine. "Let the games begin," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the crackling fire. Chapter 2. Welcome to the Game. The dawn brought a vibrant hue to the mountains surrounding Serenity Heights. The glass walls of the retreat captured the first rays of sunlight, bathing the interior in a warm, golden glow. The guests, still basking in the opulence of their new surroundings, awoke to find breakfast laid out in the grand dining hall. Fresh pastries, exotic fruits, and steaming carafes of coffee filled the room with tantalizing aromas. Sarah was the first to arrive, her steps tentative as she approached the lavish spread. She hesitated, as though touching anything might shatter the illusion. Adrian followed, his tailored shirt and polished demeanor a stark contrast to Sarah's cautious movements. "Morning," he said smoothly, pouring himself a cup of coffee. His eyes scanned the room, taking in every detail. "Quite the setup, isn't it?" Sarah offered a shy nod. "I still can't believe this is real." "Believe it," Adrian replied, his tone carrying the faintest edge of condescension. "Opportunities like this don't just fall into your lap without reason." Ava entered next, her sharp gaze immediately locking onto Adrian. "And what reason might that be?" she asked, her voice laced with skepticism. Adrian smirked. "Networking, perhaps. Or maybe our host is just exceptionally generous. A strange agenda." As the remaining guests trickled in, the atmosphere grew livelier, albeit tinged with underlying tension. Eleanor appeared shortly after, her presence as magnetic as ever. She wore a tailored cream suit, the sharp lines accentuating her air of control. "Good morning, everyone," she greeted, her voice warm yet commanding. "I trust you all slept well." Polite murmurs of agreement followed. Eleanor's smile widened, but her gaze held a weight that silenced further chatter. "Before we dive into today's activities," she continued, "I'd like to share a little about what makes Serenity Heights so unique. This retreat isn't just about luxury. It's about transformation. Over the next few days, you'll be challenged to explore your limits, to confront truths you may have buried, and to emerge stronger than ever." Her words, though inspiring on the surface, carried an unsettling undertone. Sarah shifted uncomfortably in her seat. Adrian's expression remained unreadable, while Ava's eyes narrowed, suspicion flickering across her face. "Our first activity will begin shortly," Eleanor concluded. "In the meantime, Please enjoy your breakfast and take in the beauty of our surroundings. With that, she left the room, her departure as graceful as her entrance. The group exchanged uneasy glances, their unspoken doubts beginning to surface. The first game. After breakfast, the guests were led to an expansive terrace overlooking a serene lake. Eleanor stood at the edge, her silhouette framed by the breathtaking view. Beside her was a table draped in velvet, holding 8 sealed envelopes. "I hope you're all feeling refreshed and ready to begin," Eleanor said, her voice carrying effortlessly over the gentle breeze. "Today's activity is a simple one. Honesty." She gestured to the table. "Inside each envelope is a question tailored specifically for you. Answer truthfully, and you'll earn my trust. Lie, and the consequences will follow." A ripple of unease passed through the group. "Consequences?" Adrian asked, his tone more curious than alarmed. Eleanor's smile remained, but her eyes hardened. "Everything here is designed to test you. Consider this your first test." One by one, the guests approached the table. Sarah's hands trembled as she opened her envelope, her eyes widening as she read the question inside. "What is the worst thing you've ever done to another person?" Her breath hitched. Memories she had worked hard to suppress flooded back, but she quickly folded the paper, clutching it tightly as though to keep the words from escaping. Across the terrace, Ava read her own question, her expression darkening. Adrian smirked as he unfolded his, though the glint in his eye betrayed his unease. "Take your time," Eleanor said, her voice calm but firm. "But remember, honesty is key." Cracks begin to show. As the guests reconvened, Eleanor instructed them to read their answers aloud. The tension was palpable. Sarah spoke first, her voice trembling. I betrayed a friend. I stole something that mattered to her." She didn't elaborate, her eyes fixed on the ground. "Thank you, Sarah," Eleanor said with a nod, her tone almost maternal. "And Adrian?" Adrian's smile returned, though it didn't reach his eyes. "I manipulated a colleague into taking the fall for one of my mistakes. It saved my career." Ava's turn came, and her voice was steady, defiant. "I lied in a story that ruined someone's reputation. It wasn't intentional, but I didn't correct it either." The answers continued, each confession adding to the weight of the moment. Eleanor listened intently, her expression unreadable. When the last guest had spoken, she clasped her hands together. "Interesting," she said softly. "You've all shared pieces of yourselves, but I wonder, how much have you truly revealed?" Before anyone could respond, she turned and began walking toward the retreat. "Take some time to reflect. This was just the beginning." As her figure disappeared into the distance, the group was left in uneasy silence. The pristine beauty of Serenity Heights felt suffocating now, its tranquility a stark contrast to the storm brewing within them. Secrets unveiled. Later that evening, Sarah found herself unable to sleep. She wandered the halls of the retreat, her mind racing with thoughts of Eleanor's game. Passing the study, she noticed the door ajar and light spilling out into the corridor. Curiosity compelled her forward. Inside, Eleanor sat at a desk, her attention focused on a stack of photographs spread before her. Sarah's breath caught as she recognized the faces in the photos, herself and the other guests, captured in moments they likely wished forgotten. Eleanor looked up, her expression calm but piercing. "Couldn't sleep?" she asked, her tone devoid of surprise. Sarah stammered, her words failing her. Eleanor gestured to the photos. "You're wondering why you're here, aren't you?" Sarah nodded, fear creeping into her chest. Eleanor's smile returned, but this time it carried no warmth. "Don't worry, Sarah. By the end of this retreat, you'll understand everything." Sarah fled the room, Eleanor's words echoing in her mind. Sleep remained elusive, and the morning couldn't come soon enough. Chapter 3: Unveiling the Past. The morning air at Serenity Heights was sharp and crisp, carrying a chill that seeped into the bones. The guests gathered in the main hall, their expressions a mixture of wariness and curiosity. Eleanor waited for them at the far end of the room, poised beside an ornate wooden cabinet. A faint smile played on her lips, her calm demeanor only heightening the tension in the room. "Good morning," she began, her voice smooth and unhurried. "I trust you've had time to reflect on yesterday's exercise." No one responded. The silence was thick, the weight of unspoken thoughts hanging over them. Eleanor's gaze swept across the group, her eyes gleaming with an almost predatory amusement. "Today we will delve a little deeper. You see, honesty is not just about the words you choose to share. It's about understanding the truths you've hidden from yourself. And for that, we need to look into the past." She gestured to the cabinet. With a flourish, she opened its double doors, revealing 8 small boxes, each adorned with a name engraved in elegant script. The sight drew murmurs of confusion and unease. "Inside these boxes are items that I've carefully curated," Eleanor continued. "Objects tied to significant moments in your lives. Moments you may prefer to forget." Her words sent a ripple of discomfort through the group. Ava crossed her arms, her skepticism evident. "How did you even get these?" she demanded. Eleanor's smile widened. "Let's just say I have my ways. Now please take your box and return to your rooms. You'll have the morning to examine its contents and reflect on their significance. After lunch, we'll discuss what you've discovered. Objects and memories." One by one, the guests approached the cabinet, their reluctance palpable. Sarah hesitated before taking her box, her name shimmering in gold against the dark wood. Adrian's movements were precise, his expression betraying nothing as he claimed his. Ava lingered, her eyes narrowing as though trying to read Eleanor's intent before finally grabbing hers. In the privacy of their rooms, the guests opened their boxes. Each found an assortment of items that stirred long-buried memories, drawing them back to moments they had worked tirelessly to suppress. Sarah's box. Inside Sarah's box was a delicate silver bracelet, its clasp slightly bent, and a faded photograph of a smiling young woman. The sight of the bracelet sent a pang of guilt through Sarah's chest. She remembered the night she had stolen it from her best friend, a betrayal that had fractured their bond forever. The photograph made it worse. The friend's face was a reminder of everything Sarah had lost because of her actions. Adrian's box. Adrian's box contained a sleek pen and a printed email, the ink smudged but the words still legible. The pen was a gift from a mentor he had once admired but later sabotaged to climb the corporate ladder. The email was the smoking gun, detailing the plan he had devised to pin his mistake on his mentor. As he read it, the old rush of power mixed with a newer sensation. Unease. Ava's box. Ava found a press badge and a torn letter. The badge was from a major story she had covered years ago, one that had catapulted her career but left an innocent man's reputation in ruins. The letter was his plea for retraction, which she had ignored. Her stomach churned as she reread his desperate words, their weight heavier now than ever before. Each guest grappled with the ghosts of their past, the objects in their boxes forcing them to confront the choices that had brought them to this moment. The first confrontation. Lunch was a quiet affair. The grand dining hall, which had been filled with polite chatter the previous day, now echoed with an uneasy silence. The guests avoided eye contact, their minds clearly preoccupied with the revelations of the morning. Eleanor, however, seemed unfazed. She sat at the head of the table, her posture regal, her smile ever present. When the meal concluded, she rose and beckoned them to follow her to the lounge, a room dominated by plush seating and a roaring fireplace. "Let's begin," she said once they were seated. "I'd like each of you to share what you found in your box and the memories they brought back. Honesty, remember." No one volunteered. The seconds stretched uncomfortably until Eleanor's gaze landed on Sarah. "Sarah, why don't you start?" Sarah's face flushed, her hands twisting nervously in her lap. She hesitated, then spoke in a voice barely above a whisper. "There was a bracelet. And a photo of my friend, Emily. Hey. I stole the bracelet from her. It was stupid, and I never apologized." "Why did you steal it?" Eleanor pressed, her tone gentle but firm. Sarah's eyes welled with tears. I was jealous. She had everything I didn't. It felt unfair. Eleanor nodded, her expression unreadable. Thank you for sharing. Adrian. Adrian's response was far more composed. He recounted his story with the detachment of someone narrating another person's life. But Eleanor wasn't satisfied. Do you regret it? She asked. Adrian hesitated, his mask slipping for the briefest moment. I did what I had to do, he said finally, his voice colder than before. Ava's turn came next. Her confession was clipped, her defiance returning as she spoke. Yes, I ruined someone's life. No, I didn't fix it. And no, I'm not proud of it. Eleanor's eyes narrowed. Yet you did nothing to make it right. Ava's jaw tightened, but she said nothing. Eleanor's revelation. When all had spoken, Eleanor rose, her movements deliberate. You've shared your stories, but what you fail to see is how they intertwine. The choices you made, the lives you disrupted, they didn't end there. The ripples spread far and wide. She walked to a table at the center of the room, where another set of photographs lay face down. With a flick of her wrist, she revealed them, spreading them out for all to see. Each photo showed a moment of consequence. A tear-streaked face, a ruined career, a shattered family. These are the people you've hurt, Eleanor said, her voice sharp now. And these are the reasons you're here. The guests stared at the photos, their expressions ranging from horror to disbelief. Eleanor stepped back, her smile gone, replaced by a cold intensity. You thought your past was buried. You thought the damage you caused was behind you. But here, at Serenity Heights, nothing stays hidden. You will confront the full weight of your actions. And only then will you understand the true cost of your choices. Her words hung in the air like a storm cloud. The guests sat in stunned silence, their illusions of luxury and escape shattered. The game had begun in earnest, and there was no turning back. Chapter 4. Cracks in the Facade. The weight of Eleanor's revelations hung heavily over the guests. The Grand Lounge, once a space of luxury and comfort, now felt like a gilded prison. The photographs lay untouched on the table, their subjects, the victims of their past actions, seeming to stare back at them with silent accusation. Eleanor stood by the fireplace, her posture commanding, her gaze unwavering. You can leave, she said finally, breaking the oppressive silence. The doors are unlocked. You're free to walk away at any time. The guests exchanged wary glances. Couldn't be that simple. Adrian, ever the composed strategist, leaned forward. And what happens if we do? Eleanor's lips curved into a faint smile. Nothing. You'll return to your lives. But you'll leave knowing that the truth remains buried, that you've chosen the easy path rather than confronting what you've done. Her gaze swept over them. You may find that freedom carries its own chains. No one moved. Eleanor waited a beat longer before turning and walking toward the door. Very well, she said, her voice echoing in the cavernous room. Enjoy your evening. Tomorrow will bring new challenges. The door closed behind her with a soft click, leaving the guests alone with their thoughts and their guilt. Fractures began to show. In the hours that followed, the group scattered throughout the retreat. Tensions simmered just beneath the surface, each guest grappling with their own emotions. Conversations were strained, their interactions laced with suspicion and defensiveness. Sarah wandered aimlessly through the glass-walled corridors, her reflection a constant companion. She clutched the silver bracelet from her box, its cool metal a reminder of her betrayal. Her thoughts spiraled, replaying the hurt on Emily's face when she had discovered it missing. Sarah had never apologized, and now the weight of that choice felt unbearable. In the library, Adrian perused the shelves with feigned interest. He needed time to think, to strategize. Eleanor's games were clever, but he prided himself on being cleverer. Manipulation, he muttered under his breath, is a two-way street. Ava, meanwhile, prowled the estate, her investigative instincts kicking in. She examined every detail of the retreat, searching for hidden cameras, microphones, anything that might explain how Eleanor had gathered so much information about them. Her frustration mounted with every fruitless search. "She's toying with us," Ava muttered as she paced the edge of the terrace, her hands clenched into fists. "This isn't about reflection or redemption. It's control. A dinner of deceptions." When evening came, the group reconvened for dinner. The atmosphere was tense, the air thick with unspoken accusations. Eleanor was absent, leaving them to navigate the meal without her watchful presence. "This is absurd," Adrian said, breaking the uneasy silence. He set down his glass with a sharp clink. "She's playing a game, and we're letting her. If we work together, we can end this." "And how do you propose we do that?" Ava shot back. Her tone was sharp, her distrust evident. Adrian's gaze hardened. "By not giving her what she wants. She feeds on our guilt. If we refuse to participate, her entire charade falls apart. You think it's that simple?" Sarah asked, her voice barely above a whisper. "What if there's more to it? What if walking away isn't an option?" "Then we make it one," Adrian replied firmly. "I'm not going to sit here and let her dictate how this ends." Ava leaned back in her chair, her eyes narrowing. "You seem awfully confident for someone who's been just as blindsided as the rest of us." The accusation hung in the air, drawing attention from the others. Adrian met her gaze without flinching. "Confidence isn't a crime, Ava. But paranoia might be." Before she could respond, the lights flickered, plunging the room into momentary darkness. When they came back on, a new item had appeared at the center of the table. A single envelope, stark against the polished wood. "The next challenge." The group froze, their eyes fixed on the envelope as though it might explode. Adrian was the first to move, his hand reaching for it. He hesitated, glancing at the others. "Any objections?" No one spoke. With a sharp motion, he tore open the envelope and unfolded the note inside. His eyes scanned the words, his expression unreadable. "Well," Ava prompted, her impatience breaking the silence. Adrian read aloud. "Secrets are like shadows, they grow larger in the dark. Tomorrow you will confront them in the light. Until then, consider this. The truth may set you free, but freedom always comes at a price." The cryptic message left more questions than answers. Adrian set the note down, his frustration evident. More riddles. "She's stalling. Or she's preparing us for something worse," Sarah murmured, her voice trembling. Ava's jaw tightened. "Then we need to be ready. Whatever she throws at us next, we can't let her win." The group lapsed into silence once more, their unease growing. Eleanor's game was far from over, and the cracks in their unity were already beginning to show. Eleanor's watchful eye. From her private suite, Eleanor observed the scene through a hidden camera feed. She sipped her wine, her expression unreadable as she watched the guests argue and unravel. "They're predictable," she said softly, almost to herself. "Pawns always are." Setting the glass down, she leaned closer to the screen, her fingers steepled beneath her chin. "But even pawns can surprise you. Let's see how far they're willing to go." The flames in the fireplace behind her flickered, casting long shadows across the room. Eleanor's smile returned, cold and calculating. The game was progressing perfectly, and tomorrow would bring her one step closer to the truth she sought, and the vengeance she craved. Chapter 5. The Power Struggle. The morning came shrouded in mist, the air outside Serenity Heights heavy and damp. The sun's feeble rays struggled to pierce through the dense clouds, casting the retreat in an eerie grayish glow. It was a fitting prelude to the day's looming challenges. The guests gathered in the lounge after a sparse breakfast, their unease more pronounced than ever. The cryptic note from the previous night lingered in their minds, fueling a cocktail of dread and suspicion. Eleanor's absence during breakfast had only deepened their anxiety. Adrian paced near the fireplace, his movements precise yet agitated. Ava sat cross-legged on a plush armchair, her eyes sharp and calculating. Sarah perched on the edge of a sofa, her hands nervously twisting a napkin. The others stood scattered around the room, their body language mirroring their uncertainty. The sudden hum of speakers drew their attention. Eleanor's calm, commanding voice filled the space. "Good morning, everyone. I trust you slept, or perhaps didn't sleep, well. Today marks the next step in your journey. Please join me in the atrium." The speakers clicked off, leaving an oppressive silence. Adrian was the first to move, his steps purposeful. "Let's get this over with," he muttered. The others followed, their reluctance evident in their hesitant footsteps. The first divide. The atrium was breathtaking, an expansive space filled with natural light that poured in through glass walls. In the center stood Eleanor, poised beside a circular table. 8 seats encircled it, each with a name card resting in front. "Please," Eleanor gestured, "take your seats." The guests complied, though tension rippled through the group as they settled into their assigned spots. In the middle of the table was a covered tray. Eleanor's smile was unreadable as she surveyed them. "Today's exercise is simple," she began. "Beneath this cover are 8 keys. 7 of them unlock your rooms. 1 does not." Her words hung in the air, their weight sinking in slowly. "The person who draws the incorrect key will spend the night in the basement." A collective murmur of disbelief swept through the group. Ava's eyes narrowed. "And why exactly would we agree to this?" Eleanor's smile didn't waver. "You don't have to. You can walk away at any time. But if you choose to stay, you will draw a key. And if you refuse, the group will decide your fate." Adrian leaned forward, his tone sharp. "This is absurd. What's in the basement?" "You'll find out if you're the one to draw the wrong key," Eleanor replied smoothly. "I assure you it's perfectly safe. Uncomfortable, perhaps, but safe. The drawing begins." Eleanor removed the cover, revealing 8 identical keys arranged in a circle. The group stared at them, their apprehension palpable. "Shall we begin?" Eleanor asked, her tone almost cheerful. No one moved. After a long pause, Adrian reached out, his fingers closing around one of the keys. He held it up, his expression neutral. "Satisfied?" he asked, directing the question at Eleanor. She inclined her head. "Thank you. Who's next?" One by one, the guests drew their keys. Sarah's hands trembled as she chose hers. Ava took hers quickly, her defiance evident in the sharpness of her movements. When the last key was claimed, Eleanor clapped her hands lightly. "Excellent. Now let's test them. The first sacrifice." Eleanor led the group to the hallway where their rooms were located. Each guest approached their door in turn, their breaths held as they inserted their keys. The first 6 unlocked without incident. Then it was Sarah's turn. Her hands shook as she slid the key into the lock and turned. Nothing happened. She tried again, her panic rising with each failed attempt. "It's me," she whispered, her voice barely audible. "I got the wrong key." The group stared, their expressions ranging from relief to pity to cold indifference. Adrian crossed his arms, his voice brisk. "Well, rules are rules. Enjoy the basement." "Wait," Ava interjected, her tone sharp. "We don't even know what's down there. This could be another one of Eleanor's mind games." "And what do you suggest?" Adrian shot back. "That we all risk our safety because you don't like the rules." "Enough," Eleanor said, her voice cutting through their argument. "Sarah, come with me. The rest of you return to your rooms. Tomorrow's challenge will begin promptly at dawn." Sarah hesitated, her fear evident. But under Eleanor's unyielding gaze, she relented, following her down the corridor. The others watched in silence as they disappeared around a corner. The basement. The descent into the basement was slow and oppressive, each step amplifying Sarah's anxiety. The air grew colder, the walls narrowing until they reached a heavy metal door. Eleanor unlocked it with a key from her pocket and gestured for Sarah to enter. The room beyond was stark and empty save for a single cot and a flickering light bulb. A camera was mounted in one corner, its red light blinking steadily. Sarah's breath quickened as she stepped inside. You'll spend the night here, Eleanor said, her tone devoid of emotion. Use the time to reflect. Tomorrow will bring clarity. Sarah turned to protest, but the door closed before she could speak. The sound of the lock engaging echoed in the confined space, leaving her alone with her thoughts and the unblinking gaze of the camera. Seeds of rebellion. Back in their rooms, the remaining guests struggled to find sleep. Ava, restless and angry, paced her room, her mind racing. She didn't trust Eleanor, but she trusted Adrian even less. His cold efficiency and eagerness to follow the rules made her uneasy. In the room next door, Adrian lay on his bed, staring at the ceiling. He knew the others resented him, but he didn't care. Survival was all that mattered, and sentimentality had no place in Eleanor's game. Meanwhile, in the basement, Sarah sat curled on the cot, her knees drawn to her chest. The silence was oppressive, broken only by the hum of the light bulb. She closed her eyes, willing herself to stay calm, but the shadows in the corner seemed to shift and move, their shapes taunting her. Eleanor's control. In her private suite, Eleanor watched the camera feed, her expression inscrutable. The guests were reacting exactly as she had anticipated. Cracks were forming in their alliances, their true natures beginning to emerge. They'll break soon enough, she murmured, her fingers tracing the rim of her wine glass. And when they do, the real game can begin. The fire crackled behind her, its light dancing on the walls. Eleanor leaned back in her chair, a satisfied smile playing on her lips. The night was far from over, and the pieces were falling perfectly into place. Chapter 6. A Game of Shadows. The morning dawned cold and gray, the mist wrapping Serenity Heights like a suffocating shroud. The guests gathered in the atrium, their faces pale and drawn. The previous night's events lingered in their minds, Sarah's absence a glaring reminder of the stakes. Eleanor stood at the head of the room, her presence commanding as ever. Dressed in a tailored black suit, she radiated authority, her green eyes sweeping over the group with a calculated intensity. Good morning, she said, her voice calm and measured. I trust you're ready for today's challenge. The guests exchanged uneasy glances but said nothing. Adrian's jaw tightened, Ava's gaze sharpened, and the others shifted uncomfortably in their seats. Eleanor stepped forward, her heels clicking against the marble floor. Today, we'll be playing a game I like to call The Shadow's Truth. She gestured to a covered table at the center of the room. This game will test your ability to see through deception, and your willingness to confront it. She pulled the cover away, revealing a collection of items. A journal, a torn photograph, a set of keys, and a pair of gloves. Each object seemed innocuous on its own, but together, they carried an air of foreboding. These items are tied to truths you've kept hidden, Eleanor continued. Your task is to identify which item belongs to each of you and, more importantly, why it matters. Get it right, and you may uncover an important clue. Get it wrong, and there will be consequences. The challenge begins. Eleanor stepped back, allowing the guests to approach the table. They hesitated, their reluctance palpable. Finally, Adrian took the lead, his expression cold and calculating. Let's get this over with, he muttered, picking up the journal. The others followed suit, each taking an object in turn. Discuss amongst yourselves, Eleanor said, her tone almost cheerful. But remember, the clock is ticking. She gestured to a large hourglass in the corner, its sands already slipping away. Ava was the first to speak. The photograph has to be Sarah's, she said, her voice decisive. She mentioned a friend in her confession. Emily, wasn't it? Possibly, Adrian said, his tone skeptical. But what about the gloves? They could easily belong to someone who works with their hands. Or someone who needed to hide something, Ava countered, her eyes narrowing. The discussion grew heated, each guest arguing their theories while Eleanor watched in silence. Her expression betrayed nothing, though her eyes gleamed with satisfaction as the group's tensions escalated. The wrong choice. When the hourglass was nearly empty, the group finally presented their conclusions. Adrian placed the journal in front of Ava, the gloves before himself, the photograph at Sarah's vacant spot, and the keys in front of another guest. Eleanor clapped her hands once, drawing their attention. "Let's see how you did," she began with the gloves. "An interesting choice," she said, picking them up. "But incorrect." Her gaze settled on Adrian, her smile sharp. "These don't belong to you. They belong to Ava." Ava's head snapped up. "What? They're a perfect fit, wouldn't you agree?" Eleanor said, holding them out. "I imagine you'll remember why soon enough." Adrian's expression darkened. "What happens now?" Eleanor tilted her head. "Why don't we find out?" At her words, a hidden panel slid open in the wall, revealing a narrow passageway. The guests froze, their unease intensifying. "Ava," Eleanor said, gesturing to the passage. "This is your consequence. You'll face it alone." Ava hesitated, her defiance faltering. "I'm not going in there." "Then the group will decide," Eleanor said, her smile fading. "If you refuse, one of them will take your place. Choose wisely." The turning point. The room descended into chaos. The group argued, their voices overlapping in a cacophony of fear and anger. Ava pleaded her case, insisting the mistake wasn't hers. Adrian, however, remained unmoved. "It's her fault we failed," he said coldly. "She should face the consequences." "And if it had been you?" Ava shot back, her voice rising. "Would you have gone willingly?" "Enough." Eleanor's voice cut through the noise like a blade. She stepped forward, her gaze icy. "Make your decision. Now." In the end, the group's fear won out. Ava, outnumbered and outmaneuvered, reluctantly stepped into the passage. The panel slid shut behind her, leaving the others in heavy silence. Ava's trial. The passage was dark and claustrophobic, the air thick with the scent of damp stone. Ava's breathing was shallow, her steps hesitant as she navigated the narrow corridor. At the end, she found a single chair under a harsh spotlight. Beside it was a small table holding a tape recorder. Ava pressed play, and Eleanor's voice crackled to life. "Welcome, Ava. This is where your shadows come to light. Your task is simple. Confess the truth you've buried, or remain in the dark." The recorder clicked off, leaving Ava alone with her thoughts. Her heart pounded as she sank into the chair, her mind racing. She knew what Eleanor wanted, but could she give it? The group fractures further. Back in the atrium, the remaining guests sat in silence. The argument had left their nerves frayed, and Ava's absence weighed heavily on them. Sarah, who had been returned from the basement that morning, spoke up. "What if she doesn't come back?" "Then that's on her," Adrian said, his tone devoid of empathy. "We have to focus on surviving." "Surviving?" Sarah's voice cracked. "This isn't survival. It's torture." Eleanor's return silenced them all. She walked to the table, her expression serene. "Congratulations," she said. "You've taken another step forward. But remember, the shadows only grow darker from here." Her words sent a chill through the room. The group's unity, already fragile, was beginning to splinter. And deep down, they knew the worst was yet to come. Chapter 7, The Final Truth. The air in Serenity Heights felt heavier, as if the walls themselves were conspiring to keep secrets buried. Ava had not returned from the passage, and her absence loomed like a specter over the remaining guests. The once opulent retreat now felt claustrophobic, its grand architecture an elaborate prison. Eleanor summoned the group to the lounge after a sparse breakfast. Her demeanor was as composed as ever, though her presence carried an undeniable intensity. The guests, battered by days of psychological strain, had little energy left to resist. "Good morning," Eleanor began, her voice smooth. "We've reached the penultimate phase of our journey. Today, the game becomes far more personal." She gestured to a table at the center of the room. On it sat a small black box, its surface polished to a mirror-like sheen. "Inside this box is a question for each of you," Eleanor explained. "These questions are designed to confront your deepest truths. Answer honestly, and you may find resolution. Lie, and the consequences will escalate. Adrian, ever the pragmatist, crossed his arms. And what happens if we refuse to answer? Eleanor's gaze met his, unflinching. Refusal is, in itself, an answer. One that carries its own price. The group exchanged uneasy glances. Ava's fate lingered in their minds, a silent warning of what defiance might bring. Ava's return. Before the game could begin, the door to the lounge creaked open. The guests turned as one, their breath hitching. Ava stood in the doorway, her face pale and her eyes hollow. Her clothes were wrinkled, her hair disheveled, and her hands trembled as she gripped the doorframe. "Ava," Sarah gasped, rising to her feet. "What happened? Are you okay?" Ava shook her head, her voice a rasp. "Don't ask. Just don't." She staggered to an empty chair and sank into it, avoiding Eleanor's gaze. Adrian's eyes narrowed as he studied her. "What did she do to you?" he asked, his voice cold. Ava didn't respond. Instead, she stared at the black box on the table, her expression unreadable. Eleanor allowed the moment to stretch before addressing the group. "Now that we're all here, let us proceed. The game unfolds." Eleanor opened the box and withdrew 8 folded cards. She handed one to each guest, her movements deliberate. "These questions," she said, "are not just about your past. They are about the choices you've made and the truths you've ignored. Reflect carefully before you answer." The guests unfolded their cards, their expressions shifting from curiosity to dread. Sarah's lips parted in a silent gasp. Adrian's jaw clenched. Ava's hands gripped the card so tightly it crumpled. "Sarah's question." Sarah's voice trembled as she read her question aloud. "If you could undo one betrayal, would you? Or was it worth the cost?" Her eyes welled with tears. "Of course I would undo it," she whispered. "Emily was my best friend. What I did, it wasn't worth it. Not for a second." Eleanor's expression softened slightly, though her eyes remained sharp. "And yet, you've carried that betrayal with you all this time. Perhaps you've never truly let it go." Sarah's shoulders sagged, the weight of Eleanor's words pressing down on her. "Adrian's question." Adrian's tone was icy as he read his card. "Would you sacrifice someone else to protect your success? Or have you already?" He leaned back in his chair, his expression unreadable. "I've done what was necessary to succeed. I don't apologize for that. Not even to the mentor you destroyed," Eleanor pressed. Adrian's eyes flickered with something unspoken, guilt perhaps, or defiance. "He would have done the same to me if given the chance." Eleanor's smile was thin. "An interesting justification. But justification does not erase consequence." Ava's question. Ava hesitated before reading her card. Her voice was barely audible. "If given the chance to rewrite your story, would you expose the lies you've built your career on?" Her hands trembled as she lowered the card. "I've thought about it," she admitted. "So many times. But it wouldn't change what I did. It wouldn't bring back what I destroyed." Eleanor tilted her head. "No, it wouldn't. But perhaps it would change how you see yourself." Ava looked away, her jaw tightening as tears threatened to spill. The turning point. When each guest had answered, Eleanor gathered the cards and returned them to the box. Her movements were precise, almost reverent. "You've begun to face your truths," she said. "But the hardest question remains. What will you do with those truths? Will you let them define you, or will you rise above them?" The guests remained silent, their faces etched with uncertainty. Eleanor's gaze swept over them, lingering on each one. "Tomorrow," she said, her voice soft but firm, "we reach the final phase. Prepare yourselves. The truth you've unearthed is only the beginning." She turned and left the room, her heels clicking against the floor. The guests sat in heavy silence, their thoughts tangled with fear and regret. The end was near, and they knew it would demand more of them than they were prepared to give. Chapter 8. The Survivor's Dilemma. The final day at Serenity Heights began with an unnatural stillness. The mist clung stubbornly to the mountains, muffling even the faintest sounds. Inside the retreat, the guests gathered in the atrium, their exhaustion and fear evident in their every movement. Their faces were pale, their eyes hollow, and their bodies weighed down by sleepless nights and Eleanor's relentless psychological games. Eleanor entered the room with her characteristic poise, her dark green dress blending seamlessly with the somber atmosphere. In her hands was a single envelope, its edges crisp and unblemished. "Good morning," she said, her voice smooth and unyielding. "Today we conclude our journey. Everything has led to this moment, to the choices you will now make." She placed the envelope on the table before them, her fingers lingering on it for a moment longer than necessary. "Inside is your final task," Eleanor continued. "But before we begin, there is something you need to know." She stepped back, her gaze sweeping over the group. "The events of these past days were not random. Each of you was chosen because your actions, your betrayals, and your lies have touched not only me but others in ways you cannot imagine. Today, you must decide whether you will take accountability or continue down the path you've forged." Her words sent a ripple of unease through the room. Ava clenched her fists, Adrian's jaw tightened, and Sarah's breath quickened. The stakes were higher than ever, and the truth of their presence loomed heavy in the air. "Final task." Eleanor opened the envelope with deliberate care and withdrew a folded sheet of paper. Her expression remained unreadable as she unfolded it and began to read. "Each of you has harmed someone irreparably," she said. "Your final task is to determine who among you deserves to leave Serenity Heights and who does not. The decision must be unanimous." The room erupted into chaos. Voices overlapped in a cacophony of accusations, defenses, and pleas. Adrian's voice rose above the others, sharp and commanding. "This is absurd," he said. "No one here has the right to judge anyone else. We've all made mistakes. That doesn't mean we should play executioner." "But if we don't decide, none of us leave," Ava snapped. "Do you really think she'll let us walk away without playing her game?" Sarah's voice trembled as she spoke. "What if we choose wrong? What happens then?" Eleanor's smile returned, cold and enigmatic. "That is for you to discover." A vote of no confidence. The group splintered into factions, each person fighting to justify their place. Adrian argued his pragmatism and resourcefulness made him an asset. Ava countered with her willingness to admit her mistakes and grow from them. Sarah, overwhelmed by guilt, could barely speak in her own defense. As the hours dragged on, the tension mounted. Accusations grew sharper, alliances crumbled, and the possibility of reaching a unanimous decision seemed increasingly remote. "This is impossible," Adrian said, slamming his hand on the table. "She's set us up to fail." "Maybe that's the point," Ava said, her voice weary but defiant. "Maybe this isn't about who deserves to leave. Maybe it's about whether we can work together despite everything." Sarah looked up, her eyes wide with a sudden realization. "What if we refuse to choose? What if that's the real test?" Adrian shook his head. "And if you're wrong, are you willing to gamble all our lives on a hunch?" The decision. With the sands in the hourglass nearly depleted, the group fell into an uneasy silence. They looked to Eleanor, her expression giving nothing away. "Time is running out," she said softly. "What will you do?" Ava's gaze swept over the others. "I won't vote," she said. "I won't play her game." "Neither will I," Sarah said, her voice firm despite her trembling hands. Adrian's jaw clenched, his inner conflict plain on his face. After a long pause, he nodded.
"Fine.
No vote." Eleanor's eyes gleamed as she stepped forward. "An intriguing choice," she said. "Let's see if it was the right one." The truth revealed. Eleanor walked to the table and opened a second envelope, which had been hidden beneath the first. She unfolded its contents and began to read. "The decision to abstain demonstrates one thing: the ability to accept your own flaws without condemning others. For that, you have earned your freedom." The guests stared at her, their disbelief evident. "You mean," Ava began, her voice trailing off. "You're free to go," Eleanor said. "But know this. Freedom comes with its own burdens. The truths you've uncovered here will follow you, shaping your choices and defining who you become." The door to the atrium creaked open, revealing the mist-shrouded path that led away from Serenity Heights. The guests rose hesitantly, their movements slow and disbelieving. "What about you?" Sarah asked, her voice tentative. Eleanor's smile was faint, almost wistful. "My role here is done."
"Oh."
"Live your lives. And remember, the shadows of your past will always linger, but they need not define you." The departure. One by one, the guests stepped through the door, the cool mountain air washing over them. They didn't speak, their minds too full of the experiences they were leaving behind. When they reached the edge of the retreat's grounds, they turned back, only to find the estate shrouded in mist, its grand silhouette fading into obscurity. Eleanor watched from a high window, her expression unreadable. As the last figure disappeared into the distance, she turned away, her heels clicking softly against the floor. The fire crackled in the hearth, its flames casting flickering shadows across the room. "The game is over," she murmured. "But the consequences have only just begun." She poured herself a glass of wine and stared into the flames, her mind already drifting to the next game, the next players, and the next truths to uncover.